Okay, today is Daf Tes Zion. We're on Tes Vav Amud Beis. Right smack in the middle. Hard daf today. So let's familiarize ourselves where we're up to. This is the easy part. There was a Rabbi Akiva asked the following question. If someone shechts five animals, all of them outside the Beis HaMikdash, so it's five Averas, it's one Avera, it's five bodies, five animals, right? The Helam Echad, what's the story? Are you chayav once or are you chayav five? Says Rabbi Yeshua, I don't know, but I know one thing. I hold that if you eat from a behemoth five times, five different ways of cooking it, tamchuyin mechalkin, if you eat a me'ilah means before the kohen was zorek to dam, once the kohen zorek to dam, it's mutter to eat it. So beforehand, it's not mutter. So that if you did that, I know one thing. Then you fight chayav five times. So it's a kal v'chomer, no? Said Rabbi Akiva. Said Rabbi Yoshua. It's a kal v'chomer. If you chayav five times for one animal, certainly you chayav five times for five animals. Right? Said Rabbi Akiva back, you can't compare Me'ilah, which has strange rules, to no sir, or to us something else, which doesn't have strange rules. Okay? Rabbi Me'ilah has strange rules. There's no rule of ancient and Rabbi Me'ilah. You can even start for years and years apart. That's where we ended up. So, then we said, Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Shul, listen, if it's a lawful Moshe Mishinai, then fine. And if not, I have a pircha. Right? So, then we said, did Rabbi Yeshua accept what Rabbi Akiva said or not? Right? So we had this Toshma, the Tanya, right? We'll start over from there. Let's go to the second bottom line, exactly where we're up to. So, we're middle of a discussion about what happens. Let's start over. Toshma, the Tanya. Achal show chamesh chatichos, no sir. Mizevach echad. If you ate five chatichos of noser from one animal, be'alam echad, be'chamishat amchoyin, with five different ways of cooking it, and a maybe ela chatas achas. If you want chatas, Allah hodesh alahed, if you're not sure if what you ate was something wrong, was osir, then ain't a maybe ela ashim tala echad, if you want ashim tala, mi'chamishat amchoyin, if it was cooked five different ways, be'chamish mi'i ha'alamos, in five different halamos, maybe chatas al kalachas v'achas. You bring five chatasas. V'al lol hodesh alehen. And if you didn't know, or you're not sure if it was kosher meat or not, or usher meat, maybe asham tol al kalachas v'achas. You bring asham tol each and every one. Case number three. Mehei zvachin behel amechas. Five animals for one period of unawareness. Chayev al kalachas v'achas. Chayev to each and every one. Why? Because each body is a separate of it. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Nah, afilu achal chamish chatichos b'chamish zvachem b'helamachas, eno maybe alachat tzachas. You only bring one in such a case. Even if you ate five animals, five pieces, from five different animals, in one period of unawareness, you only bring one chatos. Why?
You only do one avera.
Okay. V'al sveikon, and if you're not sure, ein maybe ela oshem tali echad. You only bring oshem tali. Tal shal dav, what's the rule? Call chalukin b'chatos. Any time you have to bring another chatos, chalukin b'ashamos. You have to bring an asham. One chatos, one asham. Five chatos, five ashams. Okay. Now, it's the last case. Achal hei chatichos, if you ate five pieces, behei tamchuyin, with five different ways of cooking it, mizevach echad, from one carbon. So I took a carbon, and I baked part of it, I roasted, I fried, I pot roasted. With the Zrikas Adam, before the Zrikas Adam, afilu behelam achas, even if it's one helam, chayev al kalachas v'achas mishum me'ilah. You chayev each one because of me'ilah. Why?
Why chayev each one?
Because tamchuyin is mechalpin. Right? Okay. However, v'ilu al sveken haba al sveken v'ashtah lo katani. But it doesn't say, the last case doesn't say anything about nothing. And what if you're not sure? Didn't say anything. So Mani, who is the author of this last thing? Who said that? Mani ha. Ilim Rabbi Akiva. image of Yakiva, right? Then listing Nami, Sefer, Al Sveikon, maybe Asham Talib. Then why didn't he mention the Asham Talib part? Ditnan, we have a rule, a Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva, Bechayev, Al Safik, Me'ila, Asham Talib. Rabbi Akiva held, if you have a Safik, if it's a Me'ila, you bring an Asham Talib. Right? You ate a piece of meat. I'm not sure what it was. Was it Me'ila? Was it? I have no idea. I don't remember. You bring an Asham Talib. Elalav, it must be Rabbi Yeshua. It must be Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't make you bring an Asham for a Safik. Me'ila. Okay? The Katani, and what does it say in the Reish over there? Chamesh Halamos. If there are five halamos, maybe chamesh chatos. You bring five chatos. Right? What does that imply? That only the halamos require five. Not the animals. Ushma mina, you see from here, shekiblu mine, that Rabbi Yeshua agreed that Rabbi Akiva is right. Okay? Difficult proof, but that's what he said. Ella, the Gemara says, Ella Adam, just the opposite. Meseifa, from the Seifa Diktani where it said, Chamesh, Nizvachim, five animals. Afilu behelam achas, even in one helam, Chayav al achas viachas, Yichayav each and every one. Why? Because Gufin amuchlakin, Shmamina lo kiblamine. You see, he didn't agree with Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, you only Chayav noser one time. Why? Because Gufin are not muchlakin. And we see from here that they are. So, This whole brisa here that we brought down has a theory inside it. So, Gemara says it as a suggestion. What do you want to say? Tanoihi. It's a machlokas tanoi within the same brisa. The ikatana, the kible, the ikatana, the lo kible. Half of this brisa says that Rabbi Akiva beat Rabbi Yeshua, and half say he didn't. So Gemara says, no. I feel utame by Rabbi Akiva. You can even say that the whole brisa is Rabbi Akiva. However, Vahai Tana, and the Tana of this Brisa, Savarle Kavase Bechada, he agreed with the Rabbi Akiva in one issue, Upala Gale Bechada, and he argued on another issue. Savarle Kavase Bahalama. He agreed with the Rabbi Akiva regarding the Halamos, that if you eat five animals in one Helam, you only chayav one time. Upala Gale Bami'ilos. However, he disagreed with it regarding Mi'ilos, and says, you don't bring an Asham Tali on a Safik Mi'ila, which is not Rabbi Akiva. Okay. Right, fine. Okay. It's not hard. It's probably just start in the middle of the story. That's the problem. Because, you know, you get into a flow, and then we stop, and then we pick up in the middle. It's hard. We're going to do the same thing today, because there's nowhere to stop today. We're going to learn why there isn't an Masechta Me'ilah. We'll get to that why. Heichidami Chamesh Me'ilos. What's the story over here about Chamesh Me'ilos? Why are you bringing five times? Why is it five times? You ate one animal. Why are you eating five milas? So Amar Shmuel, Kaosu Shishaninu, Chamisha Dvarim Ba'ola Mitzdarifim. There are five things you can eat by an Ola to be Mitzdarif, to give you the, what are they? Havasar, Hachelev, Yayin, Soles, and Shemen. Those five things. You ate a Kedayat in each of these five. That's the first shot. Chizki Amar, Kigon Sha'achal, Chamisha Evarim. You ate five different limbs. Even it's one limb, umishkachas la bekase. It was some kind of shoulder where you get five types of meat in one limb. And Rabbi Yitzchak Nafkam Shachal Chamisha Mina Kedira, cooked it five different ways. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kiyon Shachal Chamisha Ta'amim. It's very similar. I'm not sure what the difference between this is. The first shot was Mina Kedira means you ate one with five different spices. And the second one, Chamisha Ta'amim, is you ate one roasted, one cooked, all different types of, it's a very similar answer. That distinguishes it so much that you have a second, extra chatas in each one. Okay. Next Mishnah. This is quite complicated. Ready? Here we go. I'm Rabbi Akiva. They're still waiting online by the butcher shop, so Rabbi Akiva keeps on going. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Sha'alti et Rabbi Elazar. No, actually, it's a different kasha. This is Rabbi Elazar now. This is not. Came back and then sitting by the Chassid Sishtim board. So Rabbi Akiva says, Caesar Velazar asks the following question. Ready for this question? Ba'osa malachos harbe b'shabbasos harbe. If you do one malacha, many malachas, I'm sorry, malachos harbe, many malachas, b'shabbasos harbe, on many Shabbases, me'ein malacha achas. But it's all really one malacha. Okay, what does that mean? It's all really one malacha? see in a minute. Behelam echad, in one period of unawareness, mahu was the din. What's the case? Says Rashi, first Rashi of the Mishnah, toldos harbe shall av echad. Many toldos of one av, bishabasas harbe, on many Shabbases, sha'asa b'shabbat zu, asa b'shabbat achmini. He did it this week, he did it next week. V'kulan behelam achad. All one period of unawareness. This week, what's a good toldo? You watered the plants. That's a good toldo. You watered the plants. You didn't seed any, you didn't put a seed in the ground, that's zareya. Watering the plants, the toldo. So you water the plant. And you water the plant this week. And you water it next. You never do that. That's not said. You never knew that's a toldo. There's no idea. Right? So during the week, you never learned the halach. You didn't go to Hilchos Shabbos here during the week. So next Shabbos, same story. So Parshas Bereishit, Parshas Noach, Parshas, same story. The whole Lech Lecha, Vayei, every same business. Says Rashi. Now the Gemara, Rashi just says, Gemara Parich, the Gemara is going to ask, Mai Kami Bayale, what's your Rekiva asking? Did not got 3 mili Shabbos Harbe, the Toldos Harbe. He's asking two questions, really. What's the story with Toldos Harbe? So you plant different toldos, and different Shabbos. It's really two questions. Am I not got toldos below? Why did you told them? And that other? Why told them? Why couldn't it be? You rode, and you cooked, and you plowed, and you planted. Why does it have to be told? Okay. We're gonna get to the Gemara. Rashi is just giving you a heads up what's going to be coming. Now I'm back into the Mishnah. Chayav achas al kulan, are you chayav one for each of them, or chayav achal achas v'achas, or you chayav each and every one, right? Amalo, he answered him back. Chayav achal achas v'achas mikal v'chomer. It's you chayav each one is a kavachomer. What's the kavachomer? Kavachomer. Ma nida? What about a nida? She'ein batotzos harbe. A nida, you only have one maita. There's no such thing as a tolda by a nida. You're not allowed to be with a nida. It's the only issue. It's the only lav. Only one lav. Only one aveira. Only one, not one aveira. Only one way to be over the aveira. You can't be over it in 39 ways. You can't be over it in 2 ways. Only one way. Nevertheless, bechatos harbe. But you do the same mistake 5 times. Why? Because you thought you went to the mikvah, right? So it's a mistake. 5 times it happened. Chayav akal achas v'achas. Chayav each and everyone separately. Assuming you have a yedia in between. So Shabbos, she'esh ba tzotzot harbe, umisos harbe, eino din, she'eko chayav akal achas v'achas? Certainly Shabbos, there could be so many ways it could be over it. Certainly, chayav each and everyone. Amarti lo, I told him, wait a minute. Im amarti benida, she'esh ba shtei azharos, if you have a case of nida, by the way, takes 2 to tango. You're not allowed to do that, and she's not allowed to do that. Right? Muzer ala nida. You're commanded to stay away from anida, but anida muzheres alav. And anida's commanded to stay away from you. Tomar b'shabbos, shein be'elaz harachas. But Shabbos, there's no other issue, there's no other partner over there. It's just you don't violate Shabbos. Nida, there's 2 people involved. That's why you bring so many chatzos. Maybe by Shabbos, not true. Amar lo, habal ketanos yuchia. Yeah, Rabbi Akiva, a cotton will prove you wrong. Why? Shein be'elazar achas. There's only one person to stay away from. Let's say you have a 11-year-old girl, she's a nida. She's not muzar on you. She's not chayav a mitzvah. Right? She's not chayav a mitzvah. She's only 11 years old. But what about you? You're not allowed to be with her. Right? Chayav akal achas v'achas. And let's say you are with her. You chayav each time. What do you see? The fact that there's another partner is irrelevant. Amarti lo, I said to him, wait a minute, Rabbi Elazar. Imarti beketanos, you're right, technically you're right. Sha'afalpi, but, sha'afalpi, she'ein ba'achshav. Right now she's not 12. But, yesh behen lachazman, she's going to grow up. Tomer b'shabbos, she'ein ba'achshav, v'lo lachazman. Shabbos is never going to be 2 people. Never going to be 2 partners. So maybe you should be chayav one time. Amalo, habal behem yuchia. Having relations with an animal will prove me right. Why? It's only one lav. There's no itza for an animal to have relations with a human. There's no itza like that. There's no Torah on animals. Nevertheless, only one issue. And if you have many bees with an animal, thought it was your wife. So if many beards with an animal, b'shogeg, you're going to bring many chatzitzes, right? And it's never going to happen that the animal has a tzivui not to be with you. Right. Amarti lo, I told him back, behema kishabes. I told him back, yeah, it's two ways how to learn this. The Gemara can have two ways. Either Rabbi Akiva agreed he's wrong, or Rabbi Akiva said, the same kasha Rabbi Hamas. You're right. I have the same kasha. Taka. There's only one partner, like Shabbat. Like one partner, just me. There's no tzivu on Shabbat. There's no tzivu on a behema. And I was wondering about that. What would be the halacha? You're so sure it's five. I'm not so sure. Right? Or Rabbi Akiva said, you're right. You're right. You got me. You're right. Okay, there's two ways to learn that. The Gemara will have it. It's not tomorrow. It's not today. Ready? Okay. The Gemara is going to get quite complicated soon. You'll see. First question the Gemara asked is what I alluded to before, what Rashi alluded to. My kami bayamine. What was Rabbi Akiva's kasha? This is the key to the whole daf. E shabbosos kigufin damien. Is each Shabbos like a separate guf? Just like one woman and another wife and a third wife, and each one is a separate world. So each Shabbos is a separate world, right? The Elo, or not. Boimine, if that was his question, is each Shabbos a separate world? Then Boimine, he should have asked the following, much simpler question, made so complicated. Nibaya ha'osim malacha achas b'shabbatos harvei. You did one malacha, many Shabbos. On Bereishis you plowed. Then Noach you plowed. Then Lech Lecha you plowed. Now, if each Shabbos is its own entity, you chayev three times. If it's not its own entity, you chayev once. Simple question. That's not where Rabbi Akiva asked. Right? So, even if there's no yediyah, it's still going to be three. Why? It's like three women. Each Shabbos is a separate goof. No, it's the same woman.
What?
He didn't know what? Correct. It doesn't matter. Because each Shabbos... No, because each Shabbos has the status of a separate goof. Therefore, if you have one hella with wife number one, wife number two, wife number three, you're going to bring three. Why? Because each woman is a separate entity. It's only one mistake. So we said, goof and mechlokin. It's goof and mechlokin. It's one mistake. You thought, you didn't know about Nida. You didn't heard of Nida in your whole life. So you want wife number one, wife number two, you're all Nida. You with all of them. How many chatzis did you bring? They didn't know. It doesn't make a difference until yesterday.
We're going to see in a minute. It doesn't make a difference.
Until yesterday, that. It doesn't make a difference if they know. You don't know. So if you don't know, you're going to bring three. Why three? Because each good, you're right, it's like one mistake, one hell and one avera, but it's three bodies. Two people. Do Shabbos the same way? Parshas Bereishis and Parshas Noach have nothing to do with each other. Same plowing. Doesn't make a difference. Each Shabbos is a separate book. Is that his question? If that was his question, you should have asked him very simply. What's the story if I plow in Bereishis and then I plow in Noach? That should have been his question. Ella, rather, Vlade Malachos, I Ka'avos Damyin, the Elo. He wanted to know if the Vlad, the Tolda, and an Av get one Lav or two Lavin, or it's one Chatz or two. If that was his question, then Boimine should have asked. Boimine, Osa Malacha Tarbi, Malacha Achas Peshabis. Right? Then what's the story if someone does many Toldas of one Av on Shabbos? How many Lavin is that? So you do three Toldas of the same Av. Is that three Chatzim? Or one chazan. Right? If that was his question, then why did he ask that? So, why did he ask, so, Amar Rava, Amar Bei Rav, Tarti Bei Minei, here's his two questions. Number one, Shabbosos Kigufidamin, our Shabbos is like its own book, the Elo Bei Minei, the Elo, and if not, Bei Minei, yeah, that's what he asked, that's question one, and also, Vlad in Malachos, Kimalachos Damin Olo, are Vlade Malachos like La'av or not? And look at Rashi. It's the Rashi of Tarti Boimine. Tarti Boimine. It's, I don't know, it's right in the middle, smack in the middle of the wide lines. I'm only reading this Rashi because Rashi decided to put this here. It's worth it. Rashi said, oh, by the way, Upashat, and he answered back Rabbi Akiva, L'chumra, Tarvayu L'chumra. They're both L'chumra. Midiktani Chayev Akalachas Biacha. He said, you're Chayev for each Shabbat separately and for each Tolda separately. Right? Afagav Deminida Lomati Lemishmat Le'elachada. From Nida, I was only able to answer one of the questions. I was able to answer the question of the Gufin. However, the Hanida Leka Toldo. There's no such thing as a Toldo by a Nida. That question I couldn't answer from Nida. Right, he said back, well, just like Nida, Bichayev, each one, so Shabbos also. What about the Toldo issue? He was Machmir there also, but that wasn't from Nida. Because Nida doesn't have a Toldo. Okay? Yeah. Yeah. Your wife, yeah. What do you mean five times? You didn't know she went. You didn't know she didn't go to the mikvah, and she also thought she went. Okay, yeah, whatever. Same goof. No, I don't. Not according to conventional. And that was five different women. One second. So it's the same woman. I don't know. Same woman, and yet. No, you only had one time. One time. Exactly. That will give you another chatos. You did the in between, right? Same Avera, and same Avera and the same person? I only have one. It's not a second goof. Doesn't make a difference. It's one period of unawareness. So that's it. Ishab is like different people. So Bereshit and Noach is like two different women, or it's like one woman. So the question is it one period of unawareness or two? The unawareness is irrelevant if it's two people. So is it also irrelevant if it's two Shabbos? That was Rabbi Akiva's question. Then it's only one Avera. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. Shabbos doesn't make a difference. Okay. Now, Shabbosos, Heichi mi Boyale. What was the case exactly? Ready for this? Shigiga Shabbos, not knowing it's Shabbos, Bizadon Malachos, but you knew that you're not allowed to plow on Shabbos. But you just didn't know today's Shabbos. Pshitale Diyamim Shebentayim Haviyadiya Lachalik. There's no question that during the week you're going to know. Why are you going to know? Because everybody knows that there are 6 days of Chol and 1 day of Shabbos. So at some point you woke up, oh my goodness, I didn't realize that day. I thought it was Tuesday. That was Shabbos. That's going to happen over the course of the week. That's going to happen. Okay? You hear that? That's one way to look at it. However, v'zadon Shabbos, knowing it's Shabbos, v'shigigos molachos, and not knowing you're not allowed to plow. I didn't know you're not allowed to plow. I didn't know that. Who the boy mine? That's what Rabbi Akiva was asking. E kigufin dumi no lo. You hear? Oh Dilma, or maybe Zadon Shabbos. Oh Dilma, Zadon Shabbos. No, you knew it was Shabbos. Bishiga goes malachos, and but you didn't know you're not allowed to plow. That's pshitale the kigufin dumi. That was obvious to Rabbi Akiva. That what? It was obvious to Rabbi Akiva that was considered separate goofs. Why? So Rashi says, no, the second to last Rashi. Pshitale, the Shabbosos kigufe malachos, she'ain domo zu, she'oson shigas malachos, v'zodo shavos chayiv shayim, she'ri achat shehi heina. Because it's the pasuk there, achat heina. So that's for sure going to be separate. The shigigas Shabbos, forgetting it Shabbos, the Zadon Malachos, and doing the Malachos, who the boy be nay? That was his question. The Yamim Bein Tayyim, Ihavi Yadil Lechalik Olo. Are the intervening days going to certainly wake you up are they going to certainly wake you up that there was a Shabbos, that a Shabbos has passed, and therefore there has to be Yadil in between? How could that be a suffix? So Rashi says, the last Rashi, Dafilu amrin and kigufin damyin, lo mechayev elachada dahainu hena shehi achat. She owes a beis avos, b'shigiga shabbos b'zado molachos, b'helmecha edachayim elachat, ela, i'ikki yediyah b'intayim, the shabbos who mahan yelachalik, lo mos mechalakat. What can we buy like? Me amrin yadon shevet time have yediyah, kimo shedol shabbos yolo.
Do we say that or not?
Do we say, like you said, probably, do we say that? That was Rabbi Akiva. So two ways to look at Rabbi Akiva's suffix. We're going to have a three-way machloket how to learn this suffix of Rabbi Akiva. You hear this? You hear that, Kasha? You hear what I'm saying? Amar Rabba. Rabba's the first one. Yeah, I don't know where this is going on. Your head's going to be spinning in the next 15 minutes. Amar Rabba. Amar Rabba. Mistabra. It makes a lot of sense to say that Shigiga Shabbos, you forgot it was Shabbos. You forgot it was Bereshit. You forgot it was Noach. You forgot it was Lech Lecha. V'zado Malachos. You know you're not allowed to plow on Shabbos. You know that. You just closed today with Sunday. Pshitale diyamim shebitayim havidil lechalek. It's obvious to me, says Rabbo, that during the week you're going to wake up and say, oh my goodness, that was... At some point during the week you're going to realize you had the day wrong. Therefore, every Shabbos... Rabbi Akiva didn't have a topic about that.
What kind of topic is that?
During the week, you're going to become aware that you made a mistake. Therefore, when next Shabbos comes, it's a new Yediya. If it's a new Yediya, it's a new Chatas. That's obvious.
That's all it is.
V'zodon Shabbos. Here's the issue. You knew it's Shabbos. V'shingas malachos. But you didn't know it's a malachos asr. You didn't know you're not allowed to plow. Who the boy minay? That was Rabbi Akiva's question. Kigufin damin olo.
So is plowing on Bereshit and plowing on Noach one Yediya or two Yediyas? Is it one shogeg or is it two?
No, because Rashi says the only way you're gonna know you're not allowed to plow is if you learn Torah. That's the only way you're gonna know is if you learn it. So you didn't learn it. So on Shabbos Bereshit, I didn't know you're not allowed to plow. Shabbos Noach, I also didn't know. I plowed again. Bechalchal again. Vayeru again. Now, how many mistakes is that? It's one. Is it one every time or is it one? That was a suffix. That was exactly what made Akiva suffix. Is each Shabbos a separate world? Is it like five nidas? Or is it like one nida? That was his suffix. Same malacha. Upashitle, and Rabbi Elazar answered him back. Rabbi Elazar answered him back. Did Zadon Shabbos b'shigigas malachos? Doing this, a voracious Noach Lechacha with the same malacha, it's kigufin damin. It's like a separate person. Therefore, if I have for Bereshit, if I have for Noah, and you know what? For lo kibbel minei. Rabbi Akiva argued on him. So I don't agree with that. Then, upashit lei, he then answered the second question. The blood de malachos, kibbalachos damin. That a blood of a malacha is like its own malacha, right? For lo kibbel minei. He didn't agree with that either. Rabbi Akiva didn't agree with that either. Okay? That was Rabba's answer. That was Rabbi Akiva's suffix, and Amar Rabba, I'll prove to you I'm right. Mina Aminala, how do we know I'm right? It's not. You ready? We learned this about 7 years ago. Klal Gadol Amru B'Shabbos. The big rule that I said about Shabbos. Case number one. Kol HaShocheach Iker Shabbos. If you forget Iker Shabbos, what does that mean, you forget Iker Shabbos? Look at Rashi top line. Disavur, you hold, you think, lo nichtav a Shabbos b'Torah. There's no such thing as, you never heard of Shabbos. You never heard of it. Then Rashi says something astounding. Dehainu, that means, helam zeh v'yado. You have a helam on this and on this in your hands. What does that mean? You have a helam on this and on this. He explains what he means. He says, shigigas Shabbos, the shigigas malachos. What's Rashi talking about? You didn't even know the Shabbos in the Torah. You didn't know the Shabbos. You didn't know there's malachos. What do you mean, helam on both? What does that mean? You have helam on Shabbos, and you have helam on the malachos. You never heard of Shabbos in your life. Okay, that's case number one. Now, basa malachos harbi, basa basa harbi. You do a lot of malachos on a lot of Shabbos. Ein achai malachos. When you decide to become a Baal Tshuva, and you walk to the rabbi, the rabbi, 20 years, I didn't know, I didn't even know there was such a thing as Shabbos. To me, Shabbos is a regular day of the week. How many times did you bring? One. I've been violating Shabbos for 20 years. Yeah, but one mistake. Okay? Rashi says, Chat Zachat, Al-Kulan. Al-Kulan, Dechada, Shigaga, He. One issue. Bahasam, Leka Yom, Lemema, Yomem, Shebe, Taib, Havi, Yidia. You don't say that, well, during the week you should have known. The Halo, Yada, La'ol, Mikra, Shabbat, Anshi, Ilmod. You're not going to know about Shabbat until you go learn about it. Right? Good. Case number two. Hayodeik a Shabbat. No, you know such a thing as Shabbat. You're not that big of an Amoritz. You know such a thing as Shabbat. But also Malachas Harbe, B'Shabbatas Harbe. You do a lot of Malachas and a lot of Shabbat. Chayav al kol Shabbat for Shabbat. Chayav for each and every Shabbat, says Rashi, Chatas Achas. A little few lines down, one Chatas. Why? B'Shem D'Yamim Shabbatayim having a deal with Inyan Shigga Shabbat. During the week, you should have realized. During the week, you woke up, oh my goodness, I thought that was Sunday. Baby. The ain't a chayav al kol malacha u'malacha shall call Shabbos for Shabbos. You're not chayav for each malacha every Shabbos. Why not? The hashigigas Shabbos bezado malachos the hainahena shihiyacha. Fine. Good. Pasuk. You only chayav one each Shabbos. Number three. Hayodei shehu Shabbos. You know it's Shabbos today. Va'osa malachos harbe. Sorry, you know about Shabbos. Va'osa malachos harbe. V'shabbosos harbe. Chayav al kol av malacha u'malacha. You chayev for each and every malacha. Why? Because you forgot you're not allowed to write, and you forgot you're not allowed to cook, and you forgot you're not allowed to sew. Right? Now, so therefore each malacha is a separate mistake. The ilu, however, chayev al kol av malacha shall call Shabbos for Shabbos lo katani. It doesn't say that you're chayev on each av malacha of each and every Shabbos. Okay? So what do you see from here? That this Mishnah in Mitachta Shabbos, this is the Mishnah about all the mistakes of Shabbos, holds that Shabbos are not, separate Shabbos, are not Gufim Lechlokim. Okay? Therefore, you're only Chayiv for each Malacha. You're not Chayiv for each Shabbos. Right? What do you see? Rabbi Akiva said, I hold on to Stam Mishnah in Mitachta Shabbos. It says, you're only chayiv for malachos. You're not chayiv for. In other words, what this means is hayodei shu Shabbat. You know it's Shabbat. For us, the malachos harbe, Shabbatos harbe. You plow in Bereishit. You plow in Noach. You plow in Lech Lecha. Why do you do that? Because you know you're not allowed to. How many chatos do you bring? One. What did the Mishnah say? Chayiv al kol av malacha u'malacha. You chayiv for each malacha. How many? So you plowed four Shabbatos in a row. How many chatos do you bring? One. According to Rabbi Elazar, you bring four. Why? Each Shabbos is like a separate guf. Says Rabbi Akiva. Says Rabba. Explain Rabbi Akiva. The first Mishnah, like that. Right? The Elu, Chayav al kol av malacha, shall call Shabbos for Shabbos, lo katani. The Mishnah didn't say that. Why? Because this Mishnah held that the gufin of Shabbos are not machale. What? Mani. So who's the author of this Mishnah? Elam Rabbi Elazar. Can't be Rabbi Elazar. Why can't it be Rabbi Elazar? Aim a seifa. But a separate issue. Oh, so malachos harbe the aim malacha achas. If you do one av and four of it toldas, ain't chayav al achas. You chayav only once. The Mishnah says that. The ear of Elazar chayav al kol vladim malachas kum malacha. He holds he chayav each and every told separately. El pshita Rabbi Akiva. It's obvious. It's Rabbi Akiva. Obvious. Ushma mina. What do you see from here? Shigiga Shabbos. You forgot a Shabbos. The zadon malacha. But you know it's a malacha. I'm sorry. Right? Pshita lay the yom v'tayim having a deal l'chalek. That was clear. During the week you're going to realize. The zadon Shabbos for shingas malachos. Who the boy? That was his suffix. E kiguf and damien. Is it each a separate guf? Uposhat lay kiguf and damien. And he answered him back. Yes, they're a separate guf. And Rabbi Kiva said, no way. And second of all, Vlad de malachos kimalachos damien. What about Vlad? V'tarvayu and the Vlad of a tolda has its own chatos within each av. V'tarvayu lo kibumine. And Rabbi Akiva disagreed on both. Okay, that's Rabba. Amale Abaya. Abaya says no. La'olamei malach. I can tell you. Listen to this. Zidzadon Shabbos. Knowing it's Shabbos. V'shigigas malachos. However. You didn't know you're not allowed to plow. So you plowed in Bereishit, you plowed in Noach.
Pshita Leila Rabbi Akiva, the Shabbosos, Lav Kiguf and Damyan. It was clear to Rabbi Akiva that each Shabbos is not a separate Guf. Okay? Therefore, you're going to be Chayav one Chata for all the plowing you did in Bereshit Noach and Lech Lecha. However, Shigiga Shabbos, if you got it with Shabbos, Bezado Malachos, but you knew that you're not allowed to plow. Who did buy him in a? That was his kasha. Right? The yamim bentai she bentayim is during the week me having yedil lachalek ulo. It's a very hard having me. How could you not know during the week? How could you not know during the week that you made a mistake? That's a tough. I didn't know during the week I made a mistake. So I know you're not allowed to. I know you. What's his case? Shigga Shabbos. Right. I know you're not allowed to plow it. I know that. I just thought it was Sunday. Next week, he's not around. So I'm off one day. So this week I was off. Next week I'm also off. So week after I'm also off. So I'm always doing the same malacha. I think it's a Sunday. Says Rabbi Akiva, how many chatzos do you bring? One or three? Rabbi Elazar, what are you sitting by the chatzos dish? What do you say, Rabbi Elazar? Oh, you bring three. There's a bias at that. And Rabbi Akiva said, I disagree. But he brings one. Upashit lehi, he answered him. The yamim b'shebeitayim mechalek yamim shebeitayim are mechalek. There's no way a reasonable person would not know. And you know what? The kibble minay. Rabbi Akiva said, I agree with that. Right? Okay. Right. Then upashit lehi. Then he asked him the following. Vladim malachos kimalachos damian. What about Tolden? And he answered him back, oh, Tolden's are separate. That, below Kibbalmine, that he didn't agree with. Okay? Good? Now, we're just going to read one more line, and then we'll stop. Rav Chista has a third shot in the conversation between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar. What's Rav Chista? Rav Chista Amar, Zodon Shabbos, Veshigigas Malachos, same thing as Abaya. So far, it's the exact same thing as Abaya. Zodon Shabbos, you knew it's Shabbos, v'shigigas malachos. But, what was your mistake? Your mistake was, you didn't know you're not allowed to plow. Or, you forgot it's Shabbos. Now, afilu Rabbi Akiva spirule kigufin damyan. Rabbi Akiva agrees that each Shabbos is its own entity. The chibayim, it's always his question. His question was, shigigas Shabbos, forgetting about Shabbos, Vizadon Malachos, but Zadon Malachos, you know you're not allowed to do these things, you just didn't know what Shabbos. Who did boy mine? The Yom Shabbatayim, Ihai Vidil Achalik, are the Yom Shabbatayim enough to be Machalik? What's the difference between Rav Chista and Abaye? The only difference is that according to Rav Chista, the Rav Akiva is Maskim, that the Gufin are, that the Gufin, each Shabbos is its own entity. Upashit Le, and he answers back, Yom Shabbatayim have a deal lechalek v'kibul minei. He agreed with that. Upashit le devlade shab malachos malachos damian. What about the tolden? So Elazar answered him back. They're separate. Below kibul minei, and that he didn't agree with. Nobody agreed with that. Now Amar Chista mina aminala. How do we know I'm right? Okay, and we'll pick up here tomorrow. All right. He's different than Abaya because Abaya wasn't sure if Rabbi Akiva would hold that. Because Abaya held that each Shabbos is not a separate goof. And Rav Chista held that Rabbi Akiva held each Shabbos is a separate goof. That's the only difference between the two of them. All right? We will stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.